National Beef Checkoff funding supports a wide range of projects, from research and education to promotion. Beef farmers and ranchers, along with partners at USDA, review proposals for beef checkoff funding, selecting only those most suited to drive demand for beef. At the recent Cattle Industry National Summer Business Meeting, beef checkoff directors, including Emily Peterson from South Dakota, got their first glimpse at proposals for the next fiscal year. Peterson is part of the Cattle Industry Consumer Information Committee, a group that oversees outreach to diet and health professionals, consumers, and educators. In one proposal, the committee learned of new resources designed for physicians, dietitians, and other health and nutrition professionals.
Learning more about the benefits of beef and recommending that to their patients as a balanced diet as well as a good source of protein.
Another request for funding seeks to support the Girls Who Grill initiative, a project partnering with culinary professionals to enhance beef grilling by females.
So taking some different retail or food service chefs and dietitians and getting them comfortable with grilling and being able to recommend different beef cuts that are good fits for going on the grill. And it was a female targeted audience, and it was a lot of fun getting to see the content and the education opportunities that were provided through that.
Peterson explains over the coming weeks, checkoff directors will whittle down the proposals for funding to the premier projects which best fit the goal of the beef checkoff, which is to increase consumer demand for beef. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.